Hello everyone. I am Jules Cherian, Associate Professor from School of Education, Christ University, Bangalore. At Christ University, I teach educational psychology, educational management, research methodology, and pedagogy of chemistry at bachelor's and master's program of education. I am privileged to be here in Switzerland along with 8 students of School of Education as part of the exchange project between HEP and the School of Education, Christ University. School of Education was established at Christ University in the year 2006 with the objective of preparing students to become professionally competent teachers who will be able to teach in secondary schools. Besides Bachelor of Education program, School of Education offers two Master's program in Education and Research program in Education. Alumni from School of Education are now working at different schools in various parts of India and abroad. Christ University, formerly Christ College, was established in the year 1969. It was born out of the vision of St. Kyriakos Elias Chavra, who was an eminent educationist and social reformer of the 19th century from the state of Kerala. Christ University is managed by the priests of Carmelites of Mary Immaculate, the first indigenous congregation of Catholic priests from India, which was founded by St. Kyriakos. Presently, the Vice Chancellor of the University is Colonel Dr. Father Thomas C. Matthew. The university is dedicated to the vision of excellence and service. Christ College was conferred the status of deemed university in the year 2008 by the Ministry of Human Resources, Government of India, and today it is the most preferred educational institution in the city of Bangalore and rated as one of the best educational institutions in the country. Christ University offers about 50 undergraduate programs and close to about 50 postgraduate programs. Research programs in various disciplines are also offered. Students from various parts of the India and the world study at Christ University. We have students from about 40 different countries, and there are about 18,000 students pursuing various courses. Many of the programs offered at Christ University has collaborations and student exchange projects with many of the universities from different parts of the world. In fact, Christ University have collaborations with more than 20 universities abroad. This student exchange project between HEP and the School of Education Christ University is really an unique one. In India, very few bachelor education programs has this kind of exchange program with foreign universities. This project has given immense value to School of Education Christ University, and I hope this is the case with HEP also. Apart from the possible dialogue and intercultural exchange between the two countries, it has helped both sides to understand and appreciate the culture and the educational systems of both countries. I have no doubt in this era of globalization, this kind of student exchange project will help the students to become good teachers. We are really grateful to all the officials of the HEP for the support they have given us during our stay here. We arrived here on the evening of 9th October. We were made to feel at home and were looked after very well. All the programs and activities were meticulously planned out. Very often, we noticed that faculty of HEP, Mr. Eves and Mr. Emmanuel, and all the 8 students from HEP involved in this project have gone out of their way in making our stay here really memorable. We got opportunity to visit various places in Switzerland, including Geneva, Bern, and Mont Blanc. During the weekend, we all visited various places in Switzerland. I would like to profoundly thank the government of Switzerland, all the officials of HEP, rector, head of mobility, head of administration, head of ICT, Mr. Eves, Mr. Emmanuel, and the 8 students of HEP who are involved in this Namaste project. I am sure hundreds of students in Switzerland and India will really appreciate the project while they listen to this radio broadcast. I hope this Namaste project will continue in renewed vigor for many more years for the benefit of both the students from both the universities. Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
காற்றில் இலை போலே பறந்தோ பரபரப்பூரு பெங்களூரு பரவசமா மூணு பேரு தாறுமாறு பட்டாம்பூச்சியாக மாறி பறக்கிறோம் தொட்டி மீனை கொண்டு வந்து ஆற்றுக்குள்ளே விட்டது போல் தட்டு தடு மாறி இதை ரசிக்கிறோம் இதயத்தை என்னமோ செய்யுதே அழகு அழகோ அழகு ஓ நம்ம ஊர் பெங்களூர் நம்ம ஊர் பெங்களூர் நம்ம ஊர் பெங்களூர் நம்ம ஊர் பெங்களூர்
Indian, Indian, Indian music, Indian music we love so much. Okay, so Emmanuel, here we are.
Here we are.
21st October.
What an amazing experience.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. We can say that's and that was and that has been a wonderful and amazing experience to share this Radio Namaste project with 16 students.
16 students are about to leave now for India tomorrow morning. We miss them already. And wow, it has been so happiness, so much happiness with all those people. Such an experience, yeah, really.
Yes, we found especially all the students, but the eight. Indian students were so nice, polite, and always ready to collaborate,
exactly,
to do their best.
Responsible.
Yeah, that was really, really nice. And in Bangalore, we were welcomed really wonderful by all the authorities, by Father TV, by Father Biju, the White Chancellor, by George Charian, by Suniti. I don't remember her official name, but I'm sure she would forgive me to name her Suniti. Responsible for the international contact. So here we are, 21st October 2016, and the second part of this Radio Namaste project 2016 is slowly at the end. But we hope, José Charian said just a few minutes ago, that you will go further on. What do you think, Emmanuel, about this project to go further
on?
I
guess it will, because it's such a nice experiment for everybody. It was so nice for them to come here, for us to go there, for both our institutions. It was really so nice. I have no doubt it will keep on next year.
Yeah. That's a very nice mobility project. We also have to thank really and very much all the authorities here in Archipievo, the mobility official persons, the board, director board, and we believed, we trust in this project already 2 years ago. And I would especially thank Mr. Denis Badon, yes, in the radio bus, because we could today, that was possible to broadcast live. And all this time, yesterday morning and this morning, Friday, the 21st October, thank you for all what you've done and your collaborates with us. We are really proud.
And we would like to thanks to the students, because they have took that project in the arm, and they did everything that was necessary to make it successful. They've been working so much, and they've been planning so many activities for the France, for the Indian delegations. So thanks also to all the students.
Yes. So in one word, we just have to say Namaste.
Yves, thank you so much for allowing me to participate to this experience.
Thank you, Emmanuel. That was a great pleasure to work on this project with you, really. Merci beaucoup à toi.
Merci à tous.
Merci. It's over. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.